little more. Obviously, it's a monumental moment in Towson University women's basketball history, and a lot of hats off to Brenda Fries and her program, and you know what they've accomplished is what every program strives to do, and it's a wonderful representative in our home state. It's a wonderful they do it the right way. We just happened to catch one night that was kind of magical. So, and you know, but credit to our kids. Hats off to these guys. They could not play it any better. Couldn't have played any harder. They were focused. They executed each time that we needed to do something. It was by far the best effort that I've had from a team since I've been here in my tenure. And it's they've raised the expectation for practice on Saturday, that's for sure. So I think they should all know now that what we're capable of doing. I thought one of the key things was our experience. I think sometimes you see what seniors and juniors that have been through a lot of wars and a lot of tough ball games and you know, been able to maintain composure, and especially at the point guard spot, and that's no slight to anybody, but, you know, if you don't have composure and poise at the point guard spot, then you kind of you lose the head of your team, so to speak. So, but I thought the experience from that standpoint was a factor. The other piece for me was that each player truly did something important and relevant in the game, whether it was Charmonique Watt hitting a big three at the end of the half to kind of give it more momentum going in. Jaleesa was fantastic in the first half. And her hit shot, at the end of the half for the big three. I thought those things were terrific, and each one of them came in and did something that was very important to the game. And if we wouldn't have had each individual piece of that, we wouldn't have won tonight.
What's your expressions? I know the team was rather fired up. You know, after victory tonight, beating Maryland for the first time in 34 years, does that kind of reflect that it's going to carry you over for the rest of your season?
Well, I hope so. You know, obviously you do. You know, the first thing that, you know, from that standpoint was it. I want to thank the student body for their participation and the celebration at the end. I don't know if you mean I was pulling our people away from that, our players, because I thought we needed to shake hands with the opponent. And I think Brenda received it very respectfully and took her team off the floor. And it was no slight to them and no disrespect. And it's a tough thing for a coach to do because this is a once so far this year moment. And, you know, I didn't want to take away from our celebration, but I didn't want to show disrespect to someone I respect a ton. But You certainly hope so. You certainly hope that this gives an indication. I think that, you know, I felt like we've been getting better ever since the second half of Loyola. And we've changed what we're doing a little bit. We've changed our emphasis on the offensive end to some degree. I think we've become a lot more patient. I think we've got a better understanding of what we're trying to do with the basketball and where it needs to go. You know, it's no secret Katrina makes a difference in there for us. Not having her the first part of the season was impactful, and now she's getting her legs under her, and I'm getting more comfortable with the rotation. Jaleesa was out for a while. Now she's back, you know, practicing full. And practice is huge, and we hadn't had a full slate of practices with the entire team for quite a while, so we're starting to, I feel like, hopefully just scratch the surface of what we can do.
What did you talk about at halftime? We obviously have a big lift. Jaleesa's shot, and you know they're going to come attack you, especially with the trap in the second half.
Well, yeah, we thought so. You know, we told them we had to come out and be the aggressor. You know, that you knew what was going to happen from them. I mean, there was no doubt what was going to happen for them. I mean, to be as good as they are and to play, I'm sure they felt subpar in the first half, that they were going to come out very aggressive and look to attack you. We didn't respond right away. They got two quick buckets. But, you know, they're good, and you're not going to be able to maintain that level of play throughout 40 minutes on every possession. So, but I thought we maintained our composure and poise real well. We didn't really get too rattled. We only turned over really one time in the press that hurt us. And I think we may have gotten more out of it than that one turnover that they got out of it. So we just talked about really going and trying to attack them and to do the things that got you there. We didn't really make any adjustments and to keep doing the things that got us to that point.
Is it a confidence thing, though, as the game goes on, you're leading your league? You feel like
oh, absolutely. I mean, they can speak to it, but there's absolutely some momentum in common. You could feel it in the huddles. You could feel it on the floor. You could absolutely feel it, and the crowd had an impact in it. But I think an old coach's adage, it's nothing complicated. We've been trying for 2 weeks to go 4 minute by 4 minute by 4 minute by 4 minute because our focus hasn't been very good. It hasn't been. We've been looking at the big picture too much and not the small process. And tonight was a example of overachieving and doing the small things. And, you know, so we just got to get our team to believe that they're capable of doing those things consistently.
like to ask a couple of players, in watching the films and scouting Maryland, was there something you saw that gave you confidence to say, hey, we can play with this team? I'll ask number three.
I guess, yeah, because I think our coaches put together, like, a piece for us, and it's just, like, it motivates us because it was just, like, I guess it was a piece of Maryland and Loyola and then Maryland and UBC, and we played them, so if, you know, they could play them, then it motivates us because it says, yeah, it motivated us.
We did the normal schedule, nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, it was, but what we did do was we felt like there were three teams that they had played that were similar to us that we had either played and hadn't played well against, or that they had competed well with us, or we competed well with them. And we just showed them 3-minute snippets of them being successful against them and to let them. That's the biggest thing in any time you do this. I mean, anytime you're able to beat a top-ranked opponent and you're not ranked. You know, I think last night, and I don't know if it was the – I remember what game I saw on TV late last night. It was like a really good team can smell the fear. I mean, those upper-level teams can smell the fear. And, you know, I've been on the other side of that a lot, you know, when I was at Virginia Tech playing UConn and you weren't quite ready or whatever. Those guys smell fear. So we wanted to make sure that our team had no fear, and that was the best way to do it. But you know what? You don't achieve it until you go out and play. And we're able to get a couple buckets early and say you got through the first media timeout in good shape, and I think it just kind of built from there.
Coach, in order to beat a top-ranked team at home, they have to come to your house.
Absolutely.
And speak about Brenda coming here, because I know she's really feels great about going around the state and putting the team on the line.
Brenda is absolutely out of the box, and I respect that tremendously. Brenda and I have been friends for 20 years, the same circle of assistants with Kevin McGuff, who's now the head coach at Xavier, and Kurt Miller's the head coach at Bowling Green. And all those guys have had tremendous success, and Brady Sally at Eastern Illinois. So we kind of all grew up together doing the same kinds of things. But Brenda's always kind of been out of the box. And even when she got the job in Maryland, you saw she was the first one to really get, was it behind the scenes, under the shell or behind the scenes, and had a 24-hour access program into her program. And she used it for promoting her program and recruiting. You can go on her website and see all the things that she does, from the tweeting to the blogs and those kinds of things. So she's completely out of the box than most coaches. A lot of coaches do those things, but you don't find a lot of national championship caliber programs that will go on the road and play a mid-major school. She's done it at Loyola. She's obviously has done it here. But I think that's great for women's basketball, and I think that's great for basketball across the country, men's as well. So for continue to have the mid-majors go to the bigs, and, you know, you see it in football now, in the BCS, and constantly mid-majors and the smallers have got to go to the bigs, got to go to the bigs, and the rich get richer, and the rich get richer, and the rich get richer. And, you know, she's someone that would step out of that. So,
Shalisa, talk about that shot at the end of the half and kind of lift gave the team, and also how it felt defending players, you know, 3-4 inches taller than most of the game.
That shot, it wasn't intended for me to shoot it. But it wasn't. Shanae had, I think, 2 girls on her, and we work on it every day to slide behind her, and she'll pitch it to you and shoot it.
Was that your first attempt this year?
I think it was my first.
And what was attempt. Your approach defending bigger players on there?
Move your feet. Stay in front of them. Hands up. Just like every other game.
And for I think the team is starting to see why we were so excited about Jaleesa coming here. You know, and I think that what you see immediately is a competitor. She absolutely will fight you to the end, and anything that she does from it. And, you know, to pull down 9 rebounds at her spot and to be undersized speaks volumes. And she's going to have a terrific couple of years here. We're glad she's here.
Candace, can you talk a little bit as a senior to be in the program for 4 years? Grow up close to College Park, what it means to beat the Terps?
This is a great feeling. This is probably the best win of my life, obviously because they're the top 25 team. But the fact that they are literally right down the street from my mom's house is a very big deal to me. Because, you know, you see them going to – we used to go to their practices when we were younger and all that. And it is just a great feeling to beat the school in your own backyard.
One more question.
Helena, I guess you're also from not far away either. Laurel, how can you turn this around? To take this win and take it another step, you know, how do you How do you do this now?
I mean, this win obviously is a great step in the right direction, and I think it's a good push to go to CAA play. This is a big win, and, you know, we got conference play right around the corner, and this shows us the way we can play, and this gives us a lot of confidence going into the conference play, and we now this shows us how we can play together as a team and what we can accomplish, and we're still early in the season.
Do you feel a couple games ago the team sort of turned around a little bit when you started getting a little hyped up?
Yeah, that second half was really a turnaround for our season. Since that second half, we've been going in the right direction every game. We've gotten better and better, and hopefully we just keep going in the right direction and keep moving up as conference play comes.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Just a note for you guys as well, this was the last 100 career event.
Coach!
Good coach!